Welcome back to a Super Fantasy Football Show, season four. Four seasons of this, Randy. Can you believe it?
Season four?
You sent me something with season three. It's season four.
I skipped a whole season. I'm ready to go. Let's go. Welcome back for season four.
Four years of doing a podcast. That's crazy.
Did you ever think it would last this long?
I don't know. I should have come up with an exit strategy for this, because now I'm just doing a fucking podcast every fall.
I feel like now it's expected. If we stop, then they'd riot. We got to give the fans what they want.
I don't even know if they listen anymore, but I think if we stopped, they would riot.
Yeah, I feel like for the three or four avid listeners we have, if that, it's enough to cause a scene.
And speaking of changes to the show, all off season, the only thing I've been thinking of, Randy, why are we introducing ourselves to the six people that listen to this show that have known us for 20 years?
I feel like after 32 years of living and knowing you guys, mostly some of you 20 plus, I feel like we're still getting to know everyone.
No more introductions at the beginning of the show.
Wait, every now and then we pull in new listeners. You never know. Hey.
I'm dropping them.
Hey, it's never too late to learn more about your friends.
Oh, Randy. It's been
And John, that goes from things like, hey, what's your favorite color, to what's your weirdest sexual fantasy? Hey.
Well, do you want to get into it now?
Yeah, some of our friends are afraid to tell us their dream threesome, but I would love to tell you mine.
Randy will tell anyone who'll listen.
I'll tell anyone who'll listen. Give me an audience and I'll take it.
Oh, boy, Randy. How was your offseason? What'd you do?
My offseason was great. I'm pretty excited to get back into football season.
You're down about 80 pounds from this time last year, I believe.
Yeah, altogether I'm down 106.
God damn. What else did you do besides eat salmon and salads?
Salmon salads. Hey, four hard-boiled eggs a day, baby. I swear by it.
I forgot the hard-boiled eggs. I tried to get on that train for a little bit. I didn't do four. I tried to do two. I don't know. It just didn't do it for me.
Last couple weeks, it's been eight a day. That can't be good for my cholesterol.
Oh, boy. What was the highlight of the off season? Did you do anything fun? Been on some trips.
Was in Arizona. Was in Vegas. Being in Vegas and running into Merv accidentally was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
She was there with her parents. Arizona was fun. The golf outing I played at Old Stonewall with Chez, Tom, and Brian was good until it rained. Tom complained the whole time about the humidity, but... yeah, a lot of golf, hanging out with you guys, seeing the kids. We took Leo pit gear shopping last week.
Ooh, that time of year.
That was fun. Awesome. He didn't get any new clothes, didn't want any, wanted a toy, but...
Classic. I love that.
George was happy. He got his donut. Playing with the kids yesterday was a hell of a time at the draft.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you only got to see them at the draft. I was there an hour and a half before everyone got there.
You were babysitting.
So Matt could bang out them waffles.
And yeah, let's talk about that draft a little bit. I think that was perfect.
I like when we do the in-person draft. And I prefer someone's house over like a brewery.
Someone's house and brunch. I was doing it in the morning. That was an awesome idea.
Brunch was perfect. And how'd you spend the rest of your afternoon, buddy?
What did I do? Let's see. I went to Best Buy and got some headphones.
So did I.
And then
you bought the normal pair. I got conned into some $100 Bluetooth wireless bullshit.
Such bullshit. Yeah.
To lose at 9 p.m. and have the game desynchronize.
Yeah, let's not do another 9 p.m. game. I think it worked out because of yesterday, but let's do earlier games.
I know you thought I was joking when I said it, that losing that game was going to keep me awake. I was so flustered after that loss, just the entire evening.
Yeah, in front of all your friends, too. I didn't watch the stream, obviously.
We had about five people on the stream.
Okay, nice. Pretty good.
Hey, it's good numbers for the Longhorn Network.
Did they give you a lot of shit over there?
Eric made fun of me a couple times. One for the botched punt, the interception, Mason going down. in the fourth. But guess what? None of that matters. None of those stats count.
That's
We're
right.
gonna have fictionalized stats this week. It's gonna be good for me. No interceptions. See what happens.
Honestly, probably good for me too, because I did not run the ball very much, and I had a running back in attendance as a recruit watching. But let's not get
How about
into
you,
that.
Johnny? How about you? How has your offseason been?
My off season has been great, Randy. Obviously tough playoff run last year for the Fonts. But excited to wash that away. And it wasn't, looking back, not a bad season. Finished first place in the regular season and finished first place in points. That means I get my money back and then some. So I've been able to cope a little bit, but not gonna lie, it still stings a little bit. You always want another win, another championship.
You about broke even. No, you did better than break even.
I got my money back and then some. It was okay. It was a good season still.
Just to recap, for any of you listening that are not in the league, which I think that might just be Ian and Anthony. I don't know how often Anthony tunes in,
No way they
but
listen.
I know Ian does periodically.
That's true. That's true. We'll tune
So
in.
for those of you that don't remember, in first place, our first time league champion, oink, David Glancy winning his first league championship, and last place going 0-13,
Did he?
Hucktua.
He pulled off the ofer. Wow.
He went
I
over,
forgot about
and
that.
surprisingly, he went 0-13, and my team, which I think when we did this last year, I said was going to be the worst team in the league. I finished 4-9.
Okay, that's what place was that?
According to the final standings, it was fifth place, but that can't be right.
I think the final standings on ESPN, they include the bullshit playoff games that don't count.
So I
How many
technically I
teams
would have
had a
been
worse
eighth.
record?
I would have been eighth. I would have been an eighth.
Well, no, because Didier went 0-13.
Oh, I would have been in, sorry, seventh.
Seventh. Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right,
But guess
well.
what, John? I won four more games than I expected.
That's not too bad, and I think you probably had more draft picks this year than you did last year. Although you keep trading up one pick, trading two picks to trade up one pick. So
You know what? That was
I don't
just
know
because I
about
was
that
getting
strat.
antsy. I wanted to get
Yeah, I
involved.
know.
I was
I
getting
know.
bored. I'm sitting there twiddling my thumbs. He told me no cigars around the children, and I had nothing to do.
Can you draft under these circumstances? That's bullshit.
This is what I mean.
Oh man, did you when you got home, did you look at your team at all?
I did, and I even made a waiver claim already. Waivers go through, I think, tomorrow, and I have an open spot on my bench. I moved a receiver to my IR, and I have an open spot, so already making moves. Didn't cut anyone, though. This is the first year in a while that I haven't just gone in and cut three or four players that I drafted immediately.
Yeah, well, I guess
And
that's a good
I
thing.
did see, John, we had a late night pickup, which might be collusion. I don't
Really?
know. David claims that he missed a spot for Tom, and he automatically assigned Tom Kyle Pitts.
Oh, that's right. He did text
I
about
don't
that.
know if that's a bonus for Tom. I don't know if that's good, bad.
Well, it looks like Tom's already changed it and has added Rashid Shaheed.
Oh, did he already? Oh, okay.
I think yeah, last
I
night
thought
it
that
showed
was who
me, yeah.
they. Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, good move. So you haven't ruminated on your team too. Well, you have. You've made some moves. How are you feeling about your team this year?
You
You
know,
didn't have a
John,
draft pick for the
if you
first
want
three
to
rounds.
start with me,
Yeah, sure. Let's dive into it. That's what we're here for.
My keepers were lackluster. Xavier Worthy, James Cook, and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeesh.
But I think down the line, I think picking up Mike Evans was solid. I'm excited about Omarion Hampton, the rookie running back for the Chargers. Travis Hunter, I think when I drafted him was a reach, but I don't know, could be a playmaker. Cooper Kupp, I think, is solid if he's healthy. Travis Kelce is always pretty stable. But I like what I did down the line with Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Keon Coleman, and Jordan Love. So this is the first year in a long time that I don't think my team is as bad on paper as it's been in previous years.
Yeah, I'd say this looks like a almost respectable team.
Yeah, it might be one of the best week one teams I put out.
Okay, all right. Well, that's exciting. Let's see. Let me try to find the power rankings real quick here. Let's see. Oh, they have you dead last right now.
Dead
ESPN
last.
does.
Hey.
8 out of 8. That's surprising. Yeah, I thought you'd be higher than that. But let's get into it, and we'll go in
Wait,
order.
you want to know something, Sean? You know what I say to ESPN and my critics?
Yeah, let's hear it.
You don't know how high I can fly. I'm going to prove you wrong, week one. I got
Oh
the
boy.
technical fouls coming to town. I'm going to prove them wrong.
It's starting already. Poor Randy. He's gonna get his heart broken again. Well, let's go to the team that ESPN ranks 7th overall in the power rankings. My Iron City Olyphants from
Oh.
best to 7th. That's tough. I didn't have many draft picks this year. I didn't have
Yeah,
my first three
this is the
picks.
first year you were picking after me.
Is that right? You snuck in front of me.
Yeah.
Did you make a trade to get a second round pick or something?
No, I maintained that second round pick. That was like the one
Oh, that's
pick that
right.
like Brian would say, "Hey, do you have any like draft capital left to trade?" And I would just keep saying no, knowing I had that one pick. I was like, I got to keep an early pick somewhere. I got to hide
So,
it. Just
and
stash it deep in the well.
do you, I forget, are you the kind of person who does much draft prep?
No,
You just
not at
dive into
all.
it. Yeah.
Well, so my draft prep, believe it or not, is golfing with Tom during the off season. Because I get to hear about all these little training camp stories, all these weird rookies. Oh, the Raiders drafted this tight end in the fourth round from North Dakota State. Great. Great, Tom. No idea who this is.
That kid is way too into football.
But that's where I get my draft prep. That was Tom had this master sheet open. He said it was on ESPN. I never found that exact sheet. I think he downloaded it from somewhere. I was peeking
some
over at his
subscription.
computer.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, I did a couple podcasts this year, but nothing really. I think my strategy this year, because I had so few picks, was kind of like Tom's last year of go for the diamonds in the rough.
Yeah.
And rookies and hope that some of the rookies pan out. So, let's see, who do I have in my
So
squad?
for keepers, John, you kept Malik Nabers,
Correct?
Derrick Henry, and
Mm-hmm.
Nico Collins.
That's right. That's right. I'm very proud of my keepers. Very happy with those guys. As far as the rest of the team, I'm really not sure. But I did try to go with a lot of rookies. So, RJ Harvey, I think he's a rookie.
What else do you know about RJ Harvey?
Boy, what a question, Randy. I believe his first name is Rim. Beyond that, honestly, not much. But I know about Sean Payton, and he's the quarterback, or he's the coach over there in Denver. So I'm kind of betting on him. And then let's see, I also got Emeka Ebuka, Tampa Bay wide
Oh yeah. Oh
receiver,
yeah, I did see that.
whose name is familiar to me. I think he's a rookie, but I don't really know much about him, but what a
Is
cool
he
fucking name.
from the Ohio State product? Yes.
Okay, cool. So that could be good. Matthew Golden, another wide
First round pick.
receiver. And then the last pick I think I had, Jacory Bill Kroski Merritt. His nickname is Bill.
That's a guy that Tom kept talking about all day.
That was like the big news of yesterday.
Alabama State running back. They traded, what was it, Brian Thomas?
Brian Robinson.
Brian Robinson. I keep getting them
Yeah.
mixed up. They traded Brian Robinson. And Tom said I was wrong. By the way, I want to go back to that.
Yeah,
Tom said
let's
I
get
was
to that.
wrong that he said, "Oh, they traded Brian Robinson." And I said, "Don't you think that they probably got rid of Brian Robinson so that they had more money to pay Scary Terry?"
Oh, yeah.
And today it was announced Terry got isn't he the highest paid
You
receiver?
got the big deal, yeah.
Fuck off, Tom. I was right.
You're probably hoping he would stay out though, so Debo could really go off.
And I do see here, John, they say Bill has a legitimate shot to lead Washington's backfield as a rookie.
That's what I heard, and that really intrigued me because they were a hell of a team last year.
I find it funny that the Washington, I almost said the R word, the Redskins, the Washington Commanders, they have the same amount of confidence in Austin Ekeler as you do.
Oh yeah, is that right?
Yeah, they have none. None at all. They
Oh
want to hand
man.
the keys to some kid from Alabama State who has three first names, apparently. And yeah.
Austin Ekeler though, what a 1 year he had. I mean, he had a few good years, but that one with me, holy cow.
John, I want to point out,
Yeah, what do you think about this squad?
so I like your draft. I like the George Pickens. I think he'll have a rebound year. I'm sad to see him go.
Yeah,
Let
that
him
I'm
be
sad to
someone
see him go
else's head
too.
case, but
He'll be so much better over there, I hope.
I like him. I like the Trey McBride pick. Bo Nix, CJ Stroud, two interesting quarterbacks.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't have many great options, so I tried to get some guys who could run a little bit.
But I
I
want
don't
to
know.
tell you,
Yeah, tell me.
the best pick you made the whole draft came before you drafted CJ Stroud. It was with pick number 93 in the 12th round, Mark motherfucking Andrews.
Oh my God, I forgot I had him on my
Great
team.
pick. The best tight end in fantasy football. I don't care what your rankings or spreadsheets say.
Yes, that's right.
That is a superstar. That is a guy.
Thank
And a
you.
former, he's a former fantasy football champion.
Is that right?
I believe he was on my ball club when I won. But your team's
Yeah.
pretty solid. A lot of youth.
A lot of youth and then two fucking tight ends in a league where we don't have any starting tight ends. So we'll see how much those guys get in
I'm
the
trying to
lineup.
see how many David has one tight end. I have one tight end. I'm trying to see. You might have the most tight ends.
I got to. There's no way anyone has more than two.
Running fools have no tight ends.
Yeah, I must
Haktua and one tight end.
any team worth a damn doesn't have any tight
Altman
ends.
Sons. I'm
No
looking,
way
I'm
he's a tight
looking.
end.
Technical fouls, one tight end. No, chasing victory. One, two, three tight ends right now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. Sorry. Tom already cut Kyle Pitts.
Oh, I forgot about the cockpits.
Yeah, this was just the draft list.
That's funny. All
But
right, well.
I think your team is the you got the a very, very youthful team going into the
Yeah.
season.
Do you think that accounts for seventh overall? Do you think that's accurate of a
I
power
don't know how they
ranking?
judge this.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't have as much quibbles about, yours or mine at the bottom. I feel like they probably know a little bit, and not having picks for the first three rounds kind of fucked us a little bit.
Yeah.
Looking at the top though, I'm not quite sure. Did we go through all of them yet? I don't know if we did. I'm gonna go through them again. We'll start at the
I
top.
thought we were going in order of lowest to highest.
Yeah, but I'm gonna go through the order real quick
Okay.
just to remove the mystery a little bit. So at the top we have Oink, the defending champs, coming in at number one. Chasing Victory, number two. Altman and Sons, number three. Haktua, four. Technical Fouls, five. Running Fools, six. And then Font and the Americans bringing up the rear. So
Yep.
that's what ESPN says. Let's check out the Running Fools, sixth team in the league. Apparently so much better than ours. So let's see what they got. And I believe his keepers were Christian McCaffrey, Amon-Ra St. Brown, the Sun God, and Justin Jefferson. Do I have that right?
Yes, you do.
I mean, those are three pretty unstoppable keepers if, Randy, they stay healthy.
Yeah, that's a big if, big question mark.
You would hope Christian McCaffrey's healthy this year after the catastrophe that was last year.
Yeah, you would hope. Didn't he go to that German witch doctor to figure it out? His Achilles, or?
Whoever he went to last year, they did not do a very good job, and that was, I'm so glad I did not have to deal with that headache last year. But let's see what are some of the other stars he's got. He's got Dak Prescott as his quarterback, Justin Herbert as his backup. Let's see here. I remember Brian saying he thinks his team 5 years ago would have been unstoppable. And seeing Nick Chubb, Joe Mixon, Stefon Diggs, Austin Eckler, he's right. 5 years ago, he'd have a hell of a ball club. This year, that concerns me a little bit, all the age. But those guys aren't, well, other than Nick Chubb in his starting lineup right now. And Alvin Kamara too. I don't know if I said him before, but he's in there. He's one who just keeps producing. I mean, he's lost a step or two and doesn't put up quite as big numbers as he used to, but he was awesome for me last year. So interested to see how he does. Joe Mixon, I just saw he's ruled out for the first 4 weeks.
Well, so I wanted to, that's where I kind of wanted to go with Brian's team. And Brian had no way of knowing this, but with the Texans not activating Joe Mixon is now out for the first, legit, or he's legitimately out for the first four games. So you already have that as a question mark. And then Rashee Rice for Kansas City, even though he'll probably play week one, he has at least a 4 to 6 game suspension coming. And they're talking it could be in the middle of the season.
Okay, is that
So,
because of like the appeals process that it'll just fall in the middle of the season?
probably.
Okay. And it, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that
Yeah, so it'll
that
be
was happening this
interesting to
year.
see what Brian does because I guess he could move them to IR.
Of course, this is the fucking year that Brian moves over to the East. I can't believe this shit
Oh yeah,
island.
hey, yeah, big rot or we'll go over that big stand or divisions shake up this year.
Yeah, we probably should have started with that and
Nah,
any
we'll
other.
touch on it at the end. It's
We'll
fine.
touch on it at the end. It's
Yeah.
we don't want to tell people too much right now.
We don't got all evening.
I gotta say though, Ladd McConkey in the flex spot, Ladd was pretty damn good last year.
Yeah, Ladd was a stud.
I can't really speak to his numbers. He wasn't on my team, but I know that he was one of the bright spots. That was one of the rookies I believe that Tom drafted, and that one really panned out for him.
I'm
So
trying to see here. Is this true? Ladd did not. Here, hold on. I'm moving my. Okay, I don't know why. In the when I click on Ladd's name, it says he had no touchdowns last year.
That's what it says for me too, but there's no way that's right.
But when I clicked on his actual profile, it said he had 7 touchdowns last year.
Okay, that feels more right.
But yeah,
Well,
Ladd had 82 receptions, almost 1,200 yards last year. He's a pretty solid receiver.
how would you feel about facing this lineup today, going up against the Running Fools?
I'll tell you what, the
That's
Running
pretty
Fools don't
scary.
scare me.
Really?
At receiver, they do.
I mean, if Christian McCaffrey and Alvin Kamara can stay healthy, I think
The
it's a
thing that
top-heavy
scares me
lineup.
about Alvin Kamara is the New Orleans Saints quarterback situation is in such disarray with Spencer Rattler and who's the other one? The rookie. Is it Tyler Show?
Tyler
Shu?
Shuck?
Shao? Tyler Shuck, however you pronounce it.
I think there's a Tyler Shuck. I don't know what
I'm
I'm
sure
thinking
Tom
about.
will correct me in the Discord.
Send us an
But
email, Tom, with the correction.
I feel like
Superfantasyfootballshow@gmail.com.
with two mediocre quarterbacks in New Orleans, you're going to load the box, try to stop Alvin Kamara, and let one of them shitty quarterbacks beat you.
Yeah, and I'm also noticing he had Jalen Hurts, I believe, last year, and definitely, well, I would say probably not going to have quite as productive a year out of Dak Prescott, who's not tush-pushing into the end zone, stealing all of Saquon's touchdowns. So that's another, you know, concern, difference from last year.
Oh, I didn't realize Nick Chubb was in Houston now.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Did not realize that. Good for Brian. Smart move by Brian. Okay, sorry, Brian. I like the pick of Joe Mixon now. Chris Boswell being on the running fools this year. Tom letting Boswell get away.
That's great. That's great. I don't think I have a single Steeler in my team this year.
Worst pick of the draft, Austin Eckler from Washington in the 9th round. Brian, have you not learned your lesson in 4 seasons?
I still like it.
We go talk forward, week after week after week on how Austin Eckler always lets us down. Friend of the pod.
All right, Rando. Anything else to say about the fools?
No.
That's enough on them. We got to keep this moving. Next up, technical fouls are right in the middle there. Number 5. Let's take a look at their squad.
For the technical fouls, we have Saquon Barkley, Zay Flowers, and Jaden Daniels as his keepers.
Okay. How do you feel about those?
Solid at quarterback, solid at running back. Zay Flowers is solid.
A third player.
A third player.
I mean, I don't think he had any better options, but I got to say, yeah, the Zay Flowers and a second-year quarterback in Washington, those two things concern me a little bit. But if Jaden Daniels can pick up where he left off, not too bad. And, of course, Saquon Barkley.
And continue.
I don't know if Saquon will have the year that he had last year, but even 75% of that would probably still be one of the best running backs in the league.
Correct.
What were you going to say, Rando?
No, just moving down the list. I like the pickup of A.J. Brown.
Travion Henderson as his other starting running back.
So Travion Henderson was a guy I wanted, and then I kept thinking he was still on the board, and Chez real sneakily took him early.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was still like going to be there way later by the time I realized he was already gone.
He's loading up on Lions over there, too. He's got David Montgomery, Jake Bates, and Jameson Williams.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Matthew believes in the Lions. I like the DK Metcalf pick. He's been a favorite target of Aaron Rodgers all camp thus far. We'll see if that translates to the regular season. I hope it does. I hope it's electric.
God, that'd be amazing.
DeAndre Swift.
I don't like that there. I don't like DeAndre Swift, period.
You don't like DeAndre Swift at all?
No.
What did it do to you?
I think I drafted him first overall 1 year, and he laid a fucking egg.
Rome Odunze from Chicago. That's another...
Another bear, yeah.
Another bear. Chez is real big on the NFC. Is that the NFC North?
Yeah, they got TJ Hawkinson, too, with Minnesota.
Okay. Jake Bates, Detroit kicker?
Yeah. Okay.
Matthew Chez is just all in on the North this year. Najee Harris had a firework explode in his face.
Do you agree with the ESPN's power ranking of 5th for this squad? I don't know that I'm super impressed. I think I might like my squad more if I'm being honest, but
I'm going to throw this out there. I would put, if I were ESPN, I'd still have my team last. I think there's a lot to prove there. I would go technical fouls, running fools, Iron City Olifants.
Okay, interesting. Interesting.
I think, and I'm not just pandering to the host, I think your team is better than the technical fouls, and I think your team is also better than the running fools. But I don't think Brian's team quite... I don't think Brian's team is. Yeah.
You don't think it's all that? Okay. All right.
I think Brian and Chez's team are neck and neck, but I would give Brian a slight edge.
Yeah, Brian's got some. I think His three keepers were pretty outstanding. I think that's probably the difference between his team and Jez's team. All right, let's get to the fourth team in the league, power ranked, Hauk Tua, Matt Didiano.
Hauk-Tua from
What a
last to
jump!
fourth.
That would be amazing if he could get out of the basement for a year or two. Let's see, his keepers. I'm gonna have to go off the top of my head. Jesus, was Josh Jacobs one of his keepers? Josh Jacobs, Devontae Smith, DJ Moore?
Yes, you are correct.
Jeez. Ooh. Ooh. I don't love it. I don't love it. But first overall pick in the draft, and he got
Correct. And Matthew
Ashton
made the most of it, a generational talent at running back, potentially. Ashton
Could be.
Jeanty. That could be a keeper for Matt for years to come.
And he's got Jalen Hurts too. I'm seeing now. So that's, those two right there. Those are two solid keepers, I
Ashton
think, for a
Jeanty,
while.
Jalen Hurts. Trying to see further down the list.
James Conner in there, sneaky. I like that.
James Conner.
He's good every year. Every year you expect him to fall off, and he's
I've
right
traded
fucking
for him
there.
a couple times. He's been a productive fantasy football player.
I was really hoping I could get him on the squad this year. That's more for personal reasons, though. I read this story. Jim Connor, when he was in college, I believe, he had cancer.
I thought you were telling me that.
And this guy went through all of his treatments as still being a football player for the University of Pittsburgh, a hometown guy. And he shoved that cancer to the ground faster than a linebacker. And boy, oh boy, if he's not still playing football today. Can you believe that?
I hate you.
Yeah, no, I like that pick though. I'm always concerned and always convinced that he's going to fall off,
Hey, he found
but
a
he
home
hasn't
down
done
there
it.
in the desert, and he just
He just,
he
scores
sneaks up on
touchdowns
you.
and doesn't play a single playoff game and just has a great career down there. So
He's healthy.
I'm happy for him. I also like this Devontae Adams pick. I know he's a little bit older, but he's got Matt Stafford now, so I like that a lot.
Cortland Sutton, Aaron Jones Senior,
Don't like that one, but
George
it's
Kittle,
my own biases again.
late round productive tight end. There's only a handful of tight ends I think that are actually worth drafting. George Kittle is probably one of them. If you have to have a tight end,
Yep, I would agree.
Chris Olave I think is a good pick, but
If he can
again
find
I
someone to
think
throw him to him.
you just got to figure out who the hell is going to throw him the damn ball.
Yeah. All right. Do you agree with the fourth ranking?
Yeah, I'd say so. I got a question for you. Jaylen Warren being one of the last running backs picked this year. Good, bad? Does it give you hope? How do you feel about that?
Jalen Warren. Oh,
Steelers running back Jaylen
I'm looking
Warren.
at Jalen Waddle, and I got so confused. Yeah, I'm concerned about the Steelers running game this year, if I'm being honest. So I don't know if I love that, but as far as the last pick of the draft, that's a really good. Was that his last pick?
No, that was his. He had his last pick was a kicker, Cameron Dicker.
Oh, but was that his second to last then, Jalen Warren?
Third to last. His second to last pick was
Okay, I'll
Jordan
take that there.
Addison, who's suspended until September 28th.
Honestly, good last two of three picks. So, I think that's good. I think top to bottom, this is a pretty solid team. So I'm excited to see what they can do. I'd say it probably belongs right at four.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Okay. All right, and then third, we have Altman and Sons Incorporated, who had nine picks in the first four rounds or something
That
like
kid
that.
was that kid just wanted to get home and get done drafting.
Man, he was eating my damn lunch. Every single time I looked up, he was picking a guy who I really wanted. Drake London. I knew I wasn't going to get Drake London. Who else? Chase Brown would have loved to get him. Teodoro McMillan, that's another one. Would love to have him. Ricky Parasol, god damn. I might
Oh,
be
Ricky's the one that got
fangirling a
shot,
little too
right?
much. Yeah, last year.
Pepperoni Tony?
I don't care for Pepperoni Tony, as everyone, every
Jerry
listener
Pollard.
knows. But
I'll tell you what, though, Johnny, this kid loves the New York Jets.
how many
Breece
jets does he
Hall
have?
and Garrett Wilson.
Oof. With Justin Fields as quarterback?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting
That'll
picks.
interesting. Yeah.
The other one, Eric also loves Kyler Murray.
He does. That was another one I wanted to get Kyler
But he
Murray.
does have Joe
Fucking took
Burrow.
him from him.
I do like the pick of Joe Burrow.
I
Try to
mean,
see.
and again, his keepers, I believe, were Jonathan Taylor, CeeDee Lamb, and Breece Hall. And he's
Those are
got
three
Kenneth.
solid keepers.
Kenneth Walker and T. Higgins. This is a good ball club.
And he
I'm surprised
got
they're not one.
I do like that he got Marvin Harrison Jr. I think that
Pair him up with Kyler, maybe.
pair him up with Kyler and this being his second year in the league, see how he develops. Maybe he does eventually become that franchise receiver and can get himself up there with the best of them and
Yeah.
maybe be a keeper down the road.
You feel good about the third overall for Almond and Sons? I think they should be higher.
I think the shoe fits.
Okay, you're sticking with third.
Yep.
I have no idea what the other teams look like in front of them, so let's go check them out now. We got Chasing Victories up next. Sorry, Chasing Victory, our only team name change this year. And Randy, so far, I don't like it.
Oh, the name change?
The name change.
Johnny.
He's trying to rebrand to get the stench of second place off of him. Second place if he can fucking make it there. Third place last year.
You want the good news or you want the bad news about this team?
Give me the bad news.
The bad news is this fucking team name sucks.
I don't
You
like it.
go and you take a great name like the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Redskins and you call them the Commanders and the Guardians. You take a household losing name. He tried to wash the stench of it. From Denny Irvine's Gatorade to Chasing Victory, we get it, Tom. Everyone wants to win the championship. We don't put it in our fucking team name.
That's right. Yeah, and that's what it was. That's what brought me the wrong way.
He wants to be a winner so bad.
He wants it so bad.
But you want the good news?
Yeah, give me the good news about the squad.
I think this team should be number one.
They're looking pretty good. They're looking
I
pretty
think this
good.
is. Justifiably, it should be the best drafted team. He spent the most time prepping. He did 10 AI drafts.
He did so many traps. Oh my
And
God.
I'm not trying to give Tom shit.
Yeah.
I think it's the best drafted team that we have out of all the teams. Out of all eight teams, Tom's team, I think, is the best, is the most well drafted.
This is a hell of a starting lineup. I mean, I'll try to say only the gems, but there's a lot of them here. Lamar Jackson at quarterback, Jahmyr Gibbs at running back, Tavon Achane, Ja'Marr Chase.
Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers is a solid tight end pick.
That's a solid tight end. I like and Chuba Hubbard. Chuba Hubbard was
Never lets
awesome last
Tom
year.
down.
Yeah.
Tyler Warren, a high upside rookie.
Caleb Johnson's got a Steelers player. That's always important. It's a good squad. I don't love the bench, of course, but whoever loves their bench.
But that's a typical, it wouldn't be a typical Tom team without a weak bench. That's Tom's got to have room to
Yeah, pick
tinker.
away, tinker away. Yep.
I really
Yep.
like Tom's team.
You know, I absolutely agree. And I honestly I see why they're above Eric's team right now.
Here's the thing,
This looks
John.
like a really good squad.
When you spend one day losing yet another championship, and you spend the next 364 preparing for draft day, this is exactly what your team should look like.
I couldn't agree more. And
Solid, high
he ended on a real
upside
high last
potential,
year.
and room to play.
Yep,
I
absolutely.
really like it. I think Tom did a great job.
You agree with number two, or you think he should be number
No,
one?
I think Tom's team should be number one in the preseason rankings. I really like
Well,
it.
let's look at the team who is ranked number one. Defending champion, Oink, is ranked number one in the power rankings this year, too. You don't see that very often, but let's see who he's got. I believe Josh Allen, Bijan Robinson, and Puka Nacua were his keepers.
When you have Josh Allen and you have Bijan Robinson, those are two extremely talented individuals. They're going to care. They're going to be your workhorse. Come playoff or come December, they're up in Buffalo. It's fourth and one on the goal line. Who's getting that ball? It ain't my guy. It ain't James Cook.
No, it's not. I'm sure that
It's
it's
going to
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Close personal friend Josh Allen. He's getting that touchdown.
I know it all too well, Randy. He tore me up last year. And then of course he drafted to add to his team Kyren Williams. I love that pick. Tyreek Hill, let's come back to him. Bucky Irving, he was
Bucky
awesome last year.
Irving is a, I wouldn't call him a sleeper, but I
A
think
lesser known.
for our league, where it's like a lesser known guy and a lot of other guys in the league might not follow the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Bucky Irving, I think, is a solid pick.
I like that pick a lot. And then of course Scary Terry too. I mean,
Yep,
that worked out really
getting
well.
paid.
All right, let's look at his bench. We got Chris Godwin, Sam Laporta, Jerry Jeudy, Jacoby Myers, Caleb Williams, Quinshon Judkins, who is not on a team yet, if I'm not mistaken.
Is not signed. We found that out on draft day. Everyone kept asking the same question over and over, and he, as far as I know, still was not signed.
I like taking the risk. I'm sure he was probably his like second to last pick in the draft. I'm not optimistic about that, but who's ever optimistic about their 17th overall
I
pick.
also see, though, he was arrested in July.
There's that little fun wrinkle too. Was he the one who was holding out? No, it was the Bengals, a Bengals lineman was holding out because some clause. And
Yeah.
he had some
Oh, he got
legal
paid.
issues.
Are you talking about
Did
the
he?
defensive end that was
Yeah, the
holding out?
rookie.
Oh, no, I'm talking about someone else. You're good, you're good, you're good.
Okay, thank God. But okay, I mean the number one overall team. Ooh, boy, I think I agree with you. I think I put Tom's chasing victory. That's gonna take a while to get used to saying. I think I might like his squad a bit more, but I think a lot of it is going to hinge on that one guy that I want to talk about, Tyreek Hill.
That's
He's
a
current.
yeah.
I mean, that is a. He's got a Q next to his name, and it's red, but it could be 15 font sizes bigger, I would say, because of how big the questions are around him. If it works out, I mean, if he's got a healthy Tua all year, the Dolphins are competitive. That could be the pick that we come back to and say, that's what did it. That's what, turned this team from a good team to a championship defending team. What do you think about that?
I'm with you. He's gonna definitely need, if David wants to repeat, he's gonna need Tyreek to do it.
It'll be interesting. Do you want to call your shot now? Is he going to repeat? You don't want to say yet.
Oh no, we yeah. Hey, we
Hey,
got a
hey.
whole nother episode coming next week, baby. We can get all our predictions
That's
out of the
true.
way.
That's
This
true.
is just a draft recap.
Draft recap, off-season recap, all that good stuff. And honestly, I feel like we've capped it well.
For those of you a little confused as to what we were talking about earlier, we had a division change
Oh yeah, let's get to those league updates.
due to Brian moving back to the East Coast.
Finally, finally.
The East now consists of the real American, the Running Fools, the technical fouls in a terrible name, Chasing Victory.
And that pushes
That is the
what
East.
squad to the west?
That pushes Altman and Sons Incorporated to the West, which now features Oink, the Iron City Oliphants, and Hawk Tua.
Wow, and I mean the difference between Eric, Chez, and Tom, distance-wise, I mean they're all right on that border
David had to
between
get
east
out
and west.
his pencil and draw a line across the map.
And now Brian, who was furthest west, I believe, is now furthest east.
Correct. Yeah, I was furthest east, and now Brian has etched me.
And now he's out in, was he in Delmont now?
I think it's a Jeanette mailing address. It's right near Schramm's. But yeah, hey, let this be a
Any other?
lesson for you all.
Yeah.
For all you married folk or single folk, for you, Tommy, and me, if you move, remember, it will change your division in fantasy football.
You got to keep it in mind.
No, honey, I can't look at that house in Robinson. I gotta stay in the east. We gotta stay east of this individual and this individual. God, I gotta keep all that in mind.
Is so true. Make sure to tell your realtor exactly where you're trying to move.
Hey, we can't move into these municipalities. I gotta stay on this side of it. Oh,
Love these
why?
school
You
districts,
don't like
though.
the school district? Oh no, for fantasy football.
Oh boy. Randall, what are you most looking forward to about this fantasy football year?
This year, just playing spoiler. I'm just here to have fun.
Okay.
I have no
I think that's kind of my role too.
expectations for myself.
Yeah.
I have no expectations of this team to make a run for it. If it happens, great. If we catch lightning, great. But I just want to play spoiler all season.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hoping to. I want to be the scrappy, you never know what you're going to get out of this squad. I think it's kind of the best I could hope for. And 2 years ago, when my fantasy team also sucked, this podcast became a real bitch to talk about every week. So I would love it if I'd love if I could be in the mix, if I could be a fringe playoff team, that'd be good enough for me.
I'm trying to think. The first year we did the pod,
I won that
that
year. It was really easy to talk about my team that year.
was the first year. Is it? Or was it the second year you won?
No, it was the first year I won. Second year,
Who were the
I
last
sucked.
champions? David? The
David
last
last
four.
year, Brian before that.
You, then
Yeah, because
me?
he had the belt. Well, no, there had to be. Oh yeah, no, that's right. Because this is our fourth season of the podcast, and we haven't deemed the champion yet. So yeah, David, Brian, me, and then you.
Okay. Oh yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, we have a team chair. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, boy, we're rusty on wrapping things up here, aren't we?
Nah, we're all right. Hey, we gotta work out the kinks somehow.
Oh man. Well, I'm looking forward to this season, Randy. I think it's gonna be a good one. And I'm excited. We got SRK coming up in a few
We got
weeks too, we could
SRK. We
talk
got an
about.
early SRK coming up, boys.
Yeah. Oof. Ooh. Can't wait. We're gonna get
Boston,
into all of it this year.
Massachusetts.
Boston.
SRK take over Boston.
That's gonna be a fun one.
There is a lady in the Patriots ticket office that is tired of hearing from me.
You're
I'm going
probably
to
the
tell you
only person
that
who calls anymore.
right now. I don't understand their parking situation. It makes no sense to me. I know no one that's ever been to Gillette Stadium and tried to park a vehicle there. I'm assuming it can be done, but she is so unhelpful. And I've called 2 days in a row, and I continue to get the same lady. I don't think there is anyone else that works in that office. She has so told me that
you
all
you're trying
the,
to get a parking pass
for the tailgate.
Yeah.
I want to have a spot. I want to know where we're going.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So she said all the lots around Gillette Stadium, like immediately around Gillette Stadium, are strictly season ticket holders.
Okay.
Then
seems
she
like a
said,
lot of season ticket holders, but okay.
There's general admissions lots that are far away, not far away, but within walking, that you could park in. But it's like first come, first serve.
Mm-hmm.
So fine. Then she said there's these other lots, which are called delay lots, which all the other lots get out, and then they let you out of these delay lots.
Uh-huh.
And she said the delay lots are free. And not only are they free, they pay you to park there.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
They give you a $50 gift card to park in this lot. And I said, ma'am, this makes no sense. That can't be real. And she assures me it's a real thing.
Wow. So you're the last ones to leave, I assume.
Yes, so after all the other lots clear out. I think it's some kind of traffic thing.
I feel like that's exactly what we're looking for. And they'll pay us to do it.
Yeah, and they'll give us $50 to do it. But I don't know. Do those lots fill up first? They only have so many $50 gift cards.
Yeah. Yeah, how many of those are they giving out? What a weird system.
It's the strangest. Yeah, I don't know. And she has been nothing. She has been no help. So I've been on Patriots Reddit trying to understand the tailgating situation.
Yeah.
And I still don't get it. But we're doing it. We're going to go for it.
That's awesome. I'm so excited about that. That's you throw a hell of a tailgate. It might be the best thing.
Me and Diddy, we're planning on, we're going to do it. We're going to leave Thursday. Diddy has to work. I'm off Thursday, but Diddy has to work.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he's done with work, I'm going to be sitting in his driveway and we're going.
And you're driving to where?
We're driving to Boston.
Thursday night, straight to Boston.
Diddy wants, we haven't talked all the details out, but last I talked to him, Diddy wanted me to drive as far as I felt comfortable with.
Uh-huh.
And he was going to pump himself with caffeine. And he was going to finish the rest of the drive, and we were going to wind up in Boston in the morning and meet you in the North End at like 8 a.m. for cannolis and coffee.
Okay, that's awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
That's what I want to do. I just want to be rolling through the North. Also, the North End, great little part of Boston.
Yeah.
I ditched Tom one morning, and it was like a Monday. Me and Tom were there. Mm-hmm. Tom was still sleeping, and I just took an Uber to the North End. I walked around like a little old Italian man with a cannoli and an espresso, just strolling by myself. I had a good old time.
That's beautiful.
Stopping into little coffee shops like, oh, hey, how you doing? Wrong accent.
That sounds like you, though.
No, I liked Boston. I like it a lot.
Well, we'll fully get into that in a few weeks. I'm really looking forward to it. I think we're gonna have some great episodes, some great guests this year.
Ooh.
I think you're gonna like them. There are these six other douchebags I'm in a fantasy football league with. So I think you'll have fun with them.
I got all excited. I thought there was gonna be a surprise.
We'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do. But Randy, this has been a super fantasy football show. We'll be back next week to kick off the season officially. And until then, I'll see you in the Froggies.
Week 1, baby. Let's go.